From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The New York State United Teachers, January 6, announced the state's national board certified for 2019. Dang Ching Lee, a science teacher employed by the Windham Ashland Jewett Central School District, was one of the 97 teachers statewide who earned national certification from the National Board of Professional Teaching Standards in the past year. In total, New York is home to 2,115 National Board certified teachers. To be certified, a teacher must demonstrate subject area knowledge as well as demonstrate the ability to teach those subjects. Candidates typically spend 200 to 400 hours of their own time in performance-based assessments that include analysis and reflection of their instruction and related student learning. Lee holds a master's degree from SUNY Brockport and a bachelor's degree from SUNY Geneseo. She teaches middle and high school science. Lee taught in Rochester before coming to Greene County. Read the full press release at nysut.org. Nick Reisman is reporting at the State of Politics blog. The group Unshackle Upstate, January 7th, released its 2020 agenda, laying out its key priorities, including reject the expansion of the prevailing wage, oppose a single-payer health care system, as well as any new employer mandates, such as the expansion of paid family leave, worker scheduling restrictions, and minimum wage increases. The Rochester-based business group did support the effort to make the state's cap on property tax increases permanent. Mark Cracker, Unshackle Upstate's executive director, said, and I quote, "Our 2020 agenda shares a clear vision for Upstate's future, reject anti-growth measures, stop nickel and diming hardworking families, and improve the state's harsh business climate. That's what New York taxpayers and job creators need," end quote. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Aaron Durkin is reporting for Politico New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced January 6 his proposal to significantly expand New York's Penn Station. The plan would add 125,000 square feet and 8 new tracks for the 21 existing ones and have the state take over the block between 30 and 31st streets south of the Midtown Transit Hub, adding 40% to the station's current capacity. The block now includes businesses, residences, and land owned by the Archdiocese of New York and Amtrak. The new tracks would serve 175,000 riders each day. Cuomo told the members of the Association for a Better New York, and I quote, "There is no alternative because paralysis is a death sentence. Inertia is a death sentence. If we do nothing, the world passes us by," end quote. Cuomo did not immediately provide a timeline or a price tag for the project. He did say it would generate revenue to help pay for itself. Read the full story at Politico New York. Ann Sanders and Dennis Slattery are reporting for the New York Daily News. In the days before state lawmakers return to Albany, a division seems to be widening as competing positions on criminal justice reform emerge as the new law goes into effect. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said January 6th in Manhattan, and I quote, "Bail reform is right, but changing the system is complicated and then has a number of ramifications. There is no doubt this is still a work in progress, and there are other changes that need to be made," end quote. But supporters say the law is working as intended. Senator Michael Janaris, a Queen Democrat, cautioned against what he called overreacting to, and I quote, "sensational stories," end quote, and said more time is needed to assess whether lawmakers really need to reevaluate reforms that went into effect only 6 days ago. The back and forth over bail is happening in the wake of the recent anti-Semitic attacks across New York City and in Rockland County. As a result, some Democrats have acknowledged that revisiting the reforms during the upcoming legislative session is a possibility. Several Jewish organizations this week released a joint statement saying the wave of attacks and the bail law changes should not be linked or provide a motivation for amendments. Read the full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.